Tonight on The Grid, the Orange High Panthers were the top team in our area last season as the number one squad in the ChapelBurro.com Super 6. Pat Moser's team is still loaded on both sides of the ball. And that Orange crush defense, it's raring to go and hungry for more zero bars. The Panthers' pursuit of perfection begins tonight.
But Matt, right behind Orange and perhaps capable of overtaking the Panthers is Bill Hall's Northwood Chargers squad. They have a loaded offense, which should be an improved defense. And we'll break down Orange, Northwood, and all our local high school football teams tonight on The Grid with Matt and Matt.
97.9 FM, WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Here's our interview with Orange High Panthers head coach, Pat Moser.
If you could give us a quick recap of last season, I know it was a special one. You guys were on a good run. The defense was clicking on all cylinders and just got tripped up from that pursuit of perfection. If you could give us a quick recap of your final thoughts from a year ago.
Well, we had a great year. I guess as good as that has been at Orange High School in the history of the school. We were 10-0 and playing for the conference championship last game of the year. But you know, we had Southern Durham won our conference that night and ended up winning the state championship. You know, pretty good competition in our conference last year. I think we had, you know, about four, maybe five teams that were really strong, you know, Chapel Hill and Northwood and Cardinal Gibbons, of course, every year strong, and Southern Durham as well. So, you know, for us to be 10-1 at the end of the season, we felt pretty good, and we thought we might get to play Southern Durham and get another crack at them, which we ended up doing in the third round. But just a very talented and very good team in Southern Durham, and they proved that by going on and winning the whole thing. But, you know, as far as we were concerned, we had a lot of fun. It was a great year for Orange High School, and, you know, we're looking forward to this year.
Coach, you mentioned how tough the conference really is. Do you look at it as a detriment to have to play those kind of teams week in and week out? Is it a disadvantage, or do you look at it as more of, you know, we're not going to face anyone tougher than this when we get into the playoffs?
Well, I think you can look at it either way. It is tough to play that kind of competition week in and week out. But, mainly because if you're not playing well for whatever reason one night, you can lose. But at the same time, you're playing that kind of competition, it prepares you for anybody you're going to play in the state. Our conference is, I think, the number one conference in the state, and it will be again this year. And so when you go through that conference, you're ready. You're ready for postseason, definitely.
Coach, how have the off-season workouts been going, and do you like what you've been seeing heading into the fall?
Yeah, our kids have been working hard, as usual. We've had a great spring. We've got a great quarterback that'll be a senior coming back this year, Garrett Clore, who is being recruited by everybody in the country. And he is a great student and a great leader. And, you know, I think he's kind of set the tone for our whole team in the all season. He's worked really hard. Our other kids have worked really hard. We'll see. I think we're going to be okay.
Coach, can we expect the zero bar tradition to continue this season?
Oh yeah, I think that's something that the kids like, and Van Smith has started that, they'll definitely like getting a zero bar if they can hold people to zero. So we'll do that as well as maybe add a couple more.
Here's our interview with Northwood's Bill Hall.
Okay, here with Coach Hall. Last time preparing for a season opener, has that crossed your mind at all as you get going?
No, not really. I mean, we're just trying to get ready for East Chapel Hill, you know, open up with a 4A high school and just trying to get kids ready for that ball game.
Well, speaking of which, what do you know about them heading into that game?
New coach, new enthusiasm, you know, not great numbers, somewhere around the 30 mark, you know, pistol offense, four-man front defense, the two games we have on film with them, where they did okay, you know, but they're still searching, but, you know, we're not taking anybody lightly. We got to get ready to go.
You have to be pleased, speaking of offense, to have your key players back at quarterback and wide receiver, Ty Pinnix, of course, and Jalen Smith. Amazing numbers last season.
Yeah, I mean, we've got somewhere close to 40 returning lettermen. And anytime you got that kind of returners, you know, it solves a lot of problems. Kids know what to expect. And it's been a good spring, good summer, and we're ready for that to carry over Friday night.
Problems, though, your biggest concern last season was that defense. Address for me how that's looking so far this season, preseason, I should say.
Well, our emphasis all season and all of the, you know, this summer has been our secondary. And we've addressed that problem. We think we've got it fixed. We got some new kids back there. They've looked really good in camps, really good in 7-on-7s, really good in scrimmages. So hopefully that's going to carry over to Friday night. And the emphasis has been on our O-line as well to get better. And so far, so good. But when you go to battle this Friday night, we'll be able to tell for sure.
And special teams?
Special teams. We lost both of our place kickers. We've got a kid coming in that's never played the game. So that presents another problem. He's looked good this spring and summer, so you know hopefully that's going to carry over as well.
What's his name?
Matt Streets, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. How's he looking in pressure so far? Is that hard to know until the game?
It's hard to know. I mean, it's one thing when you're kicking against your own team, but something altogether different when you got another team across the line from you. So we'll see Friday night.
Now, last season, you were a few key plays from having a great season. Did that drive you back to return this season a little bit to get that great season under your belt and then get on out of town?
I think we've been focusing on, in our talks and stuff like that, meetings, finding a way to beat those top-level 3A teams. You know, our four losses last year to were very good football teams, and we got to find a way to beat that. But, no, it's not a motivating factor. It's just us wanting to get better each and every week.
That's the way the ball bounced, too.
You know, we missed one extra point last year. And that was in the 56-54 loss to Southern Durham, and that would have made it 56-49. We missed it, so we had to go for two that last time, and we didn't make it. And, you know, it's just the way the ball bounced.
And now it's time to catch up with Carrboro Jaguar head coach Melvin Griffin. Coach, first of all, you know, your first year at the helm over at Carrboro, the Jaguars. Can you just tell us a little bit about your background and how you became the head coach?
Hey, I grew up in the Tidewater area of Virginia. I graduated from Tabb High School in 1991 in Yorktown, Virginia. After graduating from high school, I went to the College of William Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia, where I was a defensive end from 1991 to 1995. I taught for 11 years at my old high school as a math teacher and assistant football coach and head track coach, and moved to North Carolina in 2007 when Carver opened, and joined Coach Tuchin's staff, where I've been his defensive coordinator for 7 years, and I was promoted to head coach in June of this year.
Coach, can you talk about what it was like working under Coach Tuchin and kind of how your philosophies are similar and or different from Coach Tuchin?
It was great to work under Coach Tuchin. We realized that through our conversations in the summer of 2007 that we actually played against each other while he was at UMass and I was at William & Mary in the Yankee Conference. And he gave me full control of the defense, and him being a defensive guy, he was willing to take over the offense at Carrboro High School. We worked together for the past 7 years. My family's grown close. Kids have grown up together. And I learned a lot from Coach Tuchin about the studying film, practice plans, and that's what I learned. That's how he helped me out a lot.
Coach, how have the off-season workouts been going for you guys, and are you satisfied with where you're at right now heading into the season?
The off-season workouts went fine. Coach Anthony Davis and I worked with the off-season workouts. since April. We had great attendance. We have about 30 or 40 kids. They attended the workouts all summer. The first week of practice, things are going smoothly. As for the perimeter with receivers and defensive backs, we're trying to replace our entire offensive line and defensive line. So that's where we've been slow at. But we're getting ready for our scrimmage this Friday at Franklin.
Coach, early on in your schedule, you've got some stacked, tough opponents, East Chapel Hill, Chapel Hill, Northwood. Before you kick off conference play, how do you think that may help you guys, knowing that you're going to get that kind of tough competition right out of the gates before you even get into conference play?
I think it helps us out a lot. We'll see multiple formations, different styles. Some teams like Northwood has a lot of talent coming back. Chapel Hill is up and coming this year. We face an experienced Randleman team with one of the top wide receivers in the state. And sandwiched between that is an experienced South Granville team who made the playoffs last year. So we do have a challenging non-conference schedule that will help us prepare for the tough mid-state 2A conference.
Coach, where do you think you need to see the biggest improvement on your squad from now until kickoff to really feel like you can compete at the highest level?
I think right now, on the defense side of the ball, we really got to improve on our assignments. We have to be multiple. We're trying to be more multiple than we have in the past couple of years. So we're just working on assignment football, getting our right run fits and pass drops, and running to the football. Offensively, we just got to understand that I know a lot of people in the upcoming season, media and newspapers are really emphasizing the fact that Trey Sharp's coming back. But we got to tell our team that we're a well-rounded team. Yes, Trey Sharp is very important to our offense, but everybody has to understand that he's just one out of 11 people in the offense and that just got to understand their role.
Coach, as far as the 2014 season, have you guys set specific goals, or what would constitute a successful year for you guys?
A successful year is a return trip to the playoffs. And then once we get in the playoffs, we'll let the chips fall where they may. But we're really looking forward to a return trip to the playoffs.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
And now let's catch up with Chapel Hill's Isaac Marsh.
All right, Coach. So last season it was a bit of a struggle for you guys. It seemed like a lot of injuries befell your team, and you were close in so many big contests. Kind of give us a quick recap of your final thoughts from last season.
Never quite there. We were in several games, but we never quite were able to finish the games out. And that's, come from injuries and just having a young team. I had to replace for the past 2 years two classes of 20 plus seniors that have played quite a great deal, and just a young team from last season.
Coach, moving into this season, how have the off season workouts gone for your team?
Off season has been an interesting one. We have I think we have improved greatly with our numbers of guys that are coming out to play football. That's moving in the right direction as a positive. The next thing that we have noted, the guys' high energy and workouts, and we participated in several 7-on-7 tournaments. We won the 7-on-7 at Pinecrest, which started our summer workouts off, and we had an excellent team camp at Elon. Played several competitive games against Hillside, Northern Guilford, Southern Alamance, some of the top schools in the area. So I think our preparation for the summer with our weight training and just our on-the-field skill development session, I think that has been going extremely well.
Coach, maybe if you could point out, maybe who are a few players who we should be watching for at Chapel Hill to have potentially big impacts this coming season?
The top two that have college offers and are You know, they have been all-conference players, and they have been playing up on varsity for a long time now. Logan Tisch, who is a top college prospect that has offers, and Noah Layden as well. Those are our two top, and then we return, you know, a strong nucleus of guys up front, a supporting cast with Neil Duncan as a defensive end. Linebackers Emmett Thorpe, Kobe Fisher. In the secondary, we have all-conference safety as a sophomore. That will be a rising junior, Connor Corfus, Grant Hastings, Lonnie Baldwin. The list goes on with the young guys that we had in the program a year ago that has drastically made steps, and just over a course of a season and weight training have vastly made improvements and put their names on the board to make an impact for this upcoming season.
Coach, what would you say is the biggest strength right to this point of this team if you had to identify one unit?
If I had to identify one unit, I have to say up front, our line, offensive and defensive line. Offensive line, we returned four out of our five starters from last season. Defensive line, we return all four starters. So definitely up front for us in the trenches. That's where our strength lies. And then plus our kicker, our place kicker returns, and I'm looking forward to seeing some wonderful things from him.
And now we're going to preview the action and make our picks. One of the most intriguing games of the night is Chapel Hill visiting Riverside. Easily the toughest team to figure out last season was the Chapel Hill Tigers. Were they the team that nearly upset Orange in a classic 6-0 defeat? Or more like the team that barely beat an overmatched Cedar Ridge squad? Isaac Marsh's team returns nearly all of its starters on the offensive and defensive lines, so that's definitely a strength. In the opener, the Tigers take on a Durham Riverside team that has a new coach in Chris Howell. He was an assistant on last season's 8-4 squad. Its offense scores often, as it did with 63 in a win over Cleveland last season. Three of its offensive linemen weigh a total of 815 pounds, including a 310-pounder in Deontay McQuigg. Last year, the Tigers were nipped 17-14 by Riverside, so Coach Marsh's squad will be out for some revenge. The all-time series is tied at 5 apiece, so this will definitely be the tiebreaker. It's a big game, Matt. Who you got?
I'm saying Riverside's going to win. They're home, and they got the bigger players, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Matt, I can't disagree with you there. I'm going to have to go Riverside.
Okay. I thought you had the other team circled there, but all right. Okay, our next game, Northwood at East Chapel Hill. The good news for East Chapel Hill is their season opener is at home under new coach Mike Holderman, so perhaps some good vibes will carry the Wildcats for a bit. The bad news is they have a small, inexperienced squad facing a potential powerhouse in Pittsburgh's Chargers, the second-best team in the area last season. This game could well be the start of a great season for Northwood, but the beginning of a long campaign for the Wildcats. The Chargers, after all, return a powerhouse offense, a revamped defense, and probably want to send Bill Hall out a winner in his final season. So my pick is Northwood. You, Matt? Oh.
I'm going to have to go with the Chargers as well, Matt. I think they're ready to roll in Bill Hall's last season. I think they're going to be overmatched, the East Chapel Hill team, who has a new head coach that came in at the 11th hour. Next up on the slate tonight, Cedar Ridge travels over to Carrboro. It's a battle of new coaches and Clay Jones for the Red Wolves, who takes his team on the road to take on Melvin Griffin's Jaguars. Cedar Ridge has a potent offense with exciting QB Peyton Pappas and his top targets in Chris McCoy and Julius Walton, who will also fill out the special teams units. Meanwhile, Griffin's so confident about a turnaround despite coming off a 4-7 season that he told me when we make the playoffs. He's figuring his offensive line, along with the reemergence of stellar back Trey Sharp, who missed last season, remember, due to a knee injury, will help the team return to the title-type form it had the previous season, a 15-1 runner-up campaign. Matt, I'm buying into the turnaround. I'm going to go with Trey Sharp. I'm going to go with Coach Griffin and the Carrboro Jaguars.
Me too. Smart pick. Okay, on to our final game. The Orange crush easily the top team in our area last season. Number one squad in the ChapelBarrow.com Super 6. Pat Moser's team is still loaded on both sides of the ball, boasting a terrific leader and very good quarterback in Garrett Clower. The Panthers also have a stingy defense that earned them the crush moniker with four shutouts in 2013. Person, its opening foe, has all-conference players in wideout Corey Young and back Tamon Smith, but they did lose a talented quarterback in Trayvon Tapp, however, as he opted to transfer to Northern. Untested Antonio Williams will take the reins behind center. They sound like they'd be an okay team, but Orange is Orange. I'm going with Orange.
Of course I'm going with the Orange crush. I can't go against them, right?
Absolutely. Now for our season opening, WCHL ChapelBarrow.com Super 6, kicking us off at number 6, East Chapel Hill. Too small a group really to compete for 60 minutes. Has a challenge of a new coach as well. An opener will be eye-opening with a tough Northwood squad visiting ECH.
Next up at number 5, we have the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves. The offense really can't put up many points, Matt. The question is in their defense. Is it any better than the one that endured several blowouts last season?
Number 4, Chapel Hill. Tigers need to learn how to win, as they almost did in nearly pulling off a stunning win over Orange last season. Coach Isaac Marsh is a stabilizing force, and this could be a competitive squad.
At number 3, we have Carrboro, the resurgent Jaguars. The return of an outstanding back in Trey Sharp makes all the difference for the Jaguars, who are 18-2 with him in the lineup. Yes, 18-2, and a mere 1-7 without him.
At number 2, Northwood. Bill Hall's team has a terrific quarterback, wideout, running back trio. And if the Chargers have indeed shored up their defense, they could well make a run at number 1. But for now...
Yes, number 1 on our Super 6 is Orange. A great coach, strong returning quarterback, and a team built around its defense. There could well be another long playoff run in store for the Crush.
Okay, our grid grade of the week will return next program. Matt and Matt will select the top area performer. But we can use your input too, for sure. Tweet us your nominations or questions or comments about the show too, at Matt Aug, that's MATTAUGE, and at Matt Oakes, that's the at symbol, MOAKES3.
We'd love to hear from you, and remember, up next exclusively on ChapelBarrow.com, it's our game of the week, Cedar Ridge at Carrboro. And up next, right here on WCHL, it's our championship sports coverage of UNC women's soccer. Until next time, we'll see you next week on The Grid with Matt and Matt.